You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is always interesting when they take something that's so wildly subjective, like, quote, funniest TV show of all time, and have people try to rank them. What would you pick as funniest TV show ever?
Oh, gosh. Breaking Bad. No. I'd have to think about it. Family Guy's pretty darn funny.
I think Family Guy was on the list, too. It's number 11.
Wildly
11.
Inappropriate, which makes it even more funny.
It's number 11.
Okay. What else was on there?
What's interesting to me is number 3, and this is a constantly changing list because as people go online and vote, you know, it fluctuates.
Okay.
But as of, like, early this morning, Looney Tunes was number 3. It's funny that people voted
Looney
for old cartoons. Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Simpsons, number 6. Parks and Rec, number 8. Modern Family, number 9.
Oh, that is a good one.
The classic Seinfeld, number 13. But sitting at number 1 right now is The Office.
Oh, of course.
People find that show quite funny.
When Kevin drops the chili on the carpet, you guys.
Oh!
Look it up.
You know, I started watching an old show because it's Gretchen's, like, all-time favorite TV show. And I've just seen little pieces of it here and there over the years. But you can find it on Hulu now, so I'm starting at the beginning, and I'm every so often I'll go in and I'll watch an episode of Frasier, and it, you know, this is where my cat got named from one of the characters on that show. And I have to admit, the writing, I'm not a big sitcom guy generally, but I have to admit the writing on that show was pretty darned excellent.
Pretty tasty for you, huh?
It's funny because it's semi highbrow / sarcastic humor.
Yeah.
And I just, it's kind of funny.
For you then, for sure.
So, anyway, I didn't see that on the list anywhere. But, anyway. What else is going on? The Oscars will become, when are the Oscars? March 10th. Here we go. A week from Sunday, I guess. The Oscars will be airing, and they've announced who some of the presenters will be. Nicolas Cage. Don't we all find Nicolas Cage just an interesting cat?
Yes. I was just talking to a couple people about Nicolas Cage this weekend and his movies, and we just tend to love his movies, even if they're ridiculous.
He's such a weirdo. He's a total weirdo.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis will be one of the presenters. Matthew McConaughey, ladies.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey.
So greasy.
Al Pacino, they're going to prop him up out there, I guess. But the big news is that Ryan Gosling has announced he will perform that song from the Barbie movie, I'm Just Ken.
All right.
It has been nominated for Best Original Song. He's up for Best Supporting Actor. So he's going to sing and dance his way on stage to I'm Just Ken. Okay. He was a Mouseketeer, right?
Yeah, you know what? He was.
He was a Mouseketeer with Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, JT maybe?
That's right, yeah. Boy,
right.
I tell you what, that group went on to have some success.
They did some big things.
Are there, like,
and one of them
people,
went crazy.
Yeah. Are there people in that group who, like, never had anything pop for them?
Oh, probably.
Like, I don't know how many, like, how many Mouseketeers
there were.
It's a whole
group of kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but how big was that group?
I don't know.
Because there's four of them who just, like,
took off.
For sure. It's kind of interesting. We've got a story here about keeping secrets from your partner. I'm wondering if that shouldn't be a bigger topic for our show. Anyway, they basically ask people if you keep secrets from your live-in lover. 1 in 4 say, yeah.
Sure do.
And 40% of those say they currently have a secret.
I was reading this story this morning. I think the biggest thing that I lie or keep a secret about is who eats the leftovers in the fridge. Like, if we have leftover Chinese or something in there, I'm eating it, and then I'm going to blame the kids. So that's probably the biggest secret I have. That, yes, I, in fact, do eat all the leftovers in the fridge.
Yeah, yours usually do involve food, because you used to keep a secret about stopping at McDonald's. You didn't want Nicole to know about that. Anyway, we might save that. The whole thing about, because they even ask people if you feel guilty about keeping a secret from your partner. Yeah, I don't think so. What else is going on? Wendy's. This is interesting. You got to know, if one fast food joint is trying this, others will pretty soon start playing ball. Wendy's is going to start testing out surge pricing. It's kind of like you see with if you're taking a ride share like Uber or Lyft, that, you know, at the busiest times, like if you're trying to get, you know, an Uber or a Lyft away from Rocky's opening day, let's say downtown, the prices are going to be sky high. It's surge pricing. Well, now Wendy's announced that they're going to try introducing digital menu boards that will have the capacity to display dynamic pricing that fluctuates throughout the day.
Yeah, I don't like this. Just give me one price.
Because
the thing is,
though,
I was reading the story, and you don't know what the price is until you roll up. So say you've got $10 to spend, and you're like, I got to go get me some fast food, and you roll up, and it's going to be $11, then you're screwed. I don't like it.
I see it's why they're doing it, though. They say they're going to implement AI-enabled suggestive selling. So they're going to use AI to kind of beep-boop-bop-boop, whatever you do there, to figure out, you know, how much that Frosty should cost at 4 p.m. versus 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And don't worry, like this isn't happening right away. They're going to take a while to roll it out. And my guess is that enough people, kind of like you, will probably push back.
Yeah, it sucks.
I think you can only push back for so long because it kind of makes, you know.
But why? Aren't
really
they doing
talk.
Fine the way they are right now?
Yeah, but we can't really talk because we do surge pricing at Mix 100.
Yeah.
Like if you're buying advertising, right, you're going to pay more at a certain time of day than you will at other times of day. So we do surge pricing with our advertising.
Little different.
You want to buy a commercial on the Dom and Jeremy show, it's going to cost you more than say it would at 8 o'clock tonight.
That's a little different, right? When you know that you've got, you know, a kid with $1.50 that wants to go buy a Frosty because they did some chores, and you roll up and it's $1.75, and you're like, well, sorry.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be so much of a difference that it will impact the average consumer.
I don't know, man. Things are expensive.
I think it's
things
more
are expensive
of a,
enough.
Even if they bump something by 10 to 15 cents, it's that cumulative effect over the entire nation. So, listen, I better not say that. What else is trending?
Taylor Swift's dad, Scott Swift, is trending this morning. I guess he's currently under investigation in Australia following an altercation with members of the paparazzi. I'm still trying to kind of figure out what went on. Story here says two individuals were aggressively pushing their way towards Tay-Tay, grabbing her security personnel and threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. Good God. Paparazzi is intense in Australia. They say the incident took place in the middle of the night. They were using umbrellas to get off the yacht that Tay-Tay was on. And I don't know if her dad got in somebody's kitchen or started hitting somebody with an umbrella, poking the photographers. I don't know. But right now he's under investigation.
Well, there has to be video with all that paparazzi. Eventually, video will come out.
Something's going to come out. So anyway, I'm, you know, at this point, from what I'm reading here, I'm on Tay-Tay's dad's side. If they're grabbing at you as you're getting off your yacht, you know, you got to be like, get out of the way.
I will about 99% of the time be on the side of whomever is going up against the paparazzi.
Yeah. So
that's they're just vultures.
So kudos to Scott Swift.
Yeah.
Scotty boy. On the heels of that Wendy's story, you know, as the prices are going up for fast food, they might even just be ditching employees at some point. There's this fast food place in Manhattan now that you can go on and order your meal. So that's all digital. It goes into a computer. There's robot chefs that make your meal, and then they place it in a food locker for pickup. And they're pretty much eliminating any sort of human interaction. And I don't know how I feel about this either, because you're eliminating a bunch of jobs. So this could be the future of fast food. Higher prices, and then they don't have to pay employees. They're just paying
higher prices
at
sometimes, but, you know, lower prices at other.
Yeah, which one?
So maybe you just, with that surge pricing, you just figure out the time that your Frosty is going to be less expensive than average.
Well,
and go
what
then.
If I only get a lunch break from 11 to noon, and that's surge pricing?
Then you better bring a PB&J from home.
I know, right? Okay, so this will maybe make your middle schooler giggle. There's a new building going up in New York City, a new skyscraper. And it is located at 15 Penn Plaza. So they're going to call the building Penn 15, which looks like penis. Which is like a joke as old as time. I think the cavemen were writing it on the walls. But it's going to be called Penn 15, and I think it's fantastic.
The penis building.
It's the big penis. It doesn't look like a pee-pee ding-ding. It's just going to be called Penn 15, so whatever. Some good news floating around this morning. A 93-year-old former professor just donated $1 billion to the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. I guess her late husband worked with Warren Buffett, and they were early investors in Berkshire Hathaway, so they got some cash money laying around.
Boy, don't you wish you had a time machine.
Man, oh man, no joke. I guess the funds are going to go to cover tuition. Who are they, the United States government? Which is usually $59,000 a year. And then it sounds like the current students are going to get refunded for any tuition that they paid for the current semester.
That's cool.
Isn't that pretty darn cool? I mean, that $1 billion is going to go a long way for those kids in school. So that's pretty
And you
darn
notice
neat.
I'm not piping up saying anything about college this time around because this is medicine. And yeah. I do want those people to
sure
go to
do.
College.
Sure do.
So I like this.
Learn all you can. Story says, are you loyal to the company you work for, or would you jump ship as soon as you got the chance? A new poll found that a third of us would leave our job if somebody else is willing to pay us the same amount, no raise required. You would just go somewhere else.
Yeah,
isn't
that
interesting? Which is kind of refreshing, I guess, from time
even
to time.
Doesn't take a bump in pay. It's just like, we'll just match what you're making. And people are like, all right, I'm gone.
Let's do it.
You know, the thing is, people never realize that the grass often is not greener.
Correct.
You
know,
they
Absolutely.
Get so frustrated at their work, and then they just go to a new job where it's just different frustrations.
It's just different crap. They also said that a big part of the survey looked into what makes us feel valued at work. And 81% overall said that they'd be more motivated if they just felt appreciated more often. So they just want that little pat on the head from time to time. And they get more excited to go to work.
Yeah.
I can dig that. I like
I'm
that
on
lot.
Board with that, too.
Yeah.
Show appreciation to your workers.
Speaking of things that are going to be more expensive, this story here says five things the middle class won't be able to afford in 5 years. And I don't know if the junior bacon cheeseburger made the list, but nope, doesn't look like it did. Extended family vacations made the list, though. It's going to be more expensive to go on vacation. Private school made the list. I don't know how many of us are paying for private school. New cars. They say prices on new cars have gone up significantly in the past 5 years. So, or in the past, yeah. In 5 years, it'll be more expensive, essentially. Yeah, I get that. Enjoying retirement and homes. Where my home's at? It's going to be more expensive to get a home, DT. I fear for my children, Dom. It's going to be really expensive.
Well, you're going to be leaving them a boatload, so they'll be fine.
Yeah, but I don't plan on kicking off for a while, hopefully. I mean... Hopefully they're like in their 60s before I kick it. All right, let's do a little clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I love this guy who does the hydraulic press. He's got a ton of videos on Instagram where he smashes various things. Well, now there's a new one where he uses it to pack a week's worth of clothes into a small carry-on bag. And I love it. Absolutely love it. He squishes clothes.
I could have used that last week.
He squishes clothes. Watch the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.